Oh, very important. Social media. See, it's very powerful. Before I start, it's not an advertisement, by the way. I do not know whether you have seen it or not. A couple of days ago, a senior vice president of a company was shown screaming, not abusing, shown screaming. Media company are using that as a form of advertisement in the social media of how difficult a toxic environment is in the corporate world. That's how powerful social media is. So, it's a knowledge hub for everyone, every type of customer, every type, every forms of life, everything, even the healthcare. Social media helps the healthcare in to gain valuable insights into their customers, again into their customers' mind. Create hyper-targeted ads, build first-party data, drive targeted traffic to their website or campaign-specific landing page. So, I was one of my friend in an and had a very untimely death due to heart attack. And I was doing a research that at the age of 40, 45, how can you get a heart attack? I mean, typically people say. So I was reading something on Google and suddenly a page flashed that, are you worried that you're post 40? Are you worried that you might get to a heart attack because of your lifestyle? Do you want to speak to someone who can help you out? Imagine three lines. There was a heart, the heart was broken on the picture, and those three questions. And if you don't want your heart to be broken, please contact this number. Nothing. And when I contacted that number, it led to a hospital. Targeted traffic to your website from a campaign-specific landing page. Increase sales, directly track return on investment. You can do anything. Social media introduces a large targeted audience to your products and services, which in terms build long-lasting relationships. I'm still affiliated to the hospital. For any small needs or anything, I call a doctor, which I have created. See, again, a physician relationship. For any small things, you know, this is happening with me. He said, Gabriel, go for a 45-minute walk. What are your food habits? Because of my long day, sometimes sleep is a problem. He says, you know, take a warm bath before you sleep and let me know. So, you know, I may not have visited the hospital, but in turn of that relationship, my movement is on that side. There are providers, there are agencies, brands, factual, accurate, not up for debate, engaging and friendly, informative, timely and accurate, compliant, sorry, with all relevant rules and regulations. Very key. Benefit, raising public awareness, most important, combating misinformation. So use social media for that. That's what the railways did during the accident in Odisha. Communication during a crisis, again the same thing, expanding the reach of existing resources and recruitment efforts, answering common questions, promoting citizen engagement. I've not seen much hospital related anything in Twitter, but in Instagram, one or the other, the way you search things and all these things, I typically found one or two page about the most based place I've found this kind of videos of kidney failures, primary symptoms, and this is YouTube. YouTube is gaining much momentum in all these things. It is raising public awareness. And when I look at these videos, they are increasing day by day. A European physician spoke about lifestyle diseases. I mean, he spoke about the negativity of overexercising and what it can lead to. And he mentioned in the description box that if you want more information, this is my email, do write it. I have no problem answering you in your language or English. These are the language I know. Please mail me so that we can talk. Maybe he has created a group of people who are doing this. I do not know what's this education. People are not looking in that part, but when they get into there, it's public awareness. The more aware we are, the more better services we can provide to them. Integration of marketing plan with the business plan, strategic plan, and other management functions. This is probably the last segment with the theoretical part because now we are integrating everything. We understood what is a marketing plan. We understood how to implement a marketing plan. Initially, we understood the business plan. We understood the strategic plan and the other management functions. You know, when you integrate a plan with other major functions, the operations, the human resources, the finance, the administration, the clinicals, you know, that has to be integrated and let them know what is their role in that plan. The second is that plan has to have a context of what is going to achieve. Whether internal competition is required or not, how resources are to be used. Most importantly, business is most efficiently managed because of that integration. Such integration is commonly referred to as portfolio management. As a result of these discussions in these two areas, marketing plans may be accepted, modified, or completely rejected, and the business therefore could be eliminated. Now see guys, I mean, just because somebody declined a marketing plan doesn't mean you have lost it. You can rebuild it. In most of the places today, when you take a marketing plan and go ahead, you get into that kind of a discussion where you're talking about the most referred portfolio management. So you integrate everyone. For example, if an organization consists of a group of cardiologists, it is likely that the group will have a strategic plan and one marketing plan for the group, a rather straightforward situation. However, if the organization is a hospital with obstetrics, general surgery, cosmetic surgery, outpatient services, and many other programs, each program should have a marketing plan because the program's market or customer base is different. What it's trying to tell you is, if I am working with a hospital or a healthcare organization where it is only for cardiologists, so I may have only one strategic plan and only one marketing plan because it's for the one group. Or it's a straightforward situation. There is no other department there. Yes, finance, human resource, administration, physicians are there, but they're all directed towards one specialty, which is cardiologists or cardiovascular, or in simple word, heart. However, the organization had obstetrics, general surgery, cosmetic surgery, dermatologist, outpatient division, gastroenterology. So every program will have a different marketing plan, and your marketing plan should be different because the program's market and the patient is different, and then you have to integrate to the hospital. That is how multi-speciality works. Once again, I have already shared this before. I'm saying it once again to recollect. Step 1 and 2 are more from a strategic mindset. 3, 4, and 5 is more from a business mindset. First, again, understand internal and external data. Set the mission, vision, and critical success factors. Complete the strategy, action, match, and set goals. Determine actions, tactics based on market research, integrate with business plans and other entities. Now, I'll go back to that example, this one. If it is only for cardiologists, I will have one single plan of this. So I'll understand the internal and external data of cardiologists, how they operate, what are the clinical trials, what are the clinical data, internally how strength we have, what is the SWOT analysis of our internal things. Then I'll set the mission, vision, and the critical success factors of cardiovascular. We have done X number of operations, all are successful, people are very hired, these are the patient testimonials. We'll create an action that match and set goals, so that we are looking for a two-year plan to increase the amount of patient footfall or bed in this cardiovascular or cardiologist. We'll create a tactical plan based on the market research and integrate the business plans with other entities. One plan. But if you go to the second one, where I have general surgery, cosmetic, outpatient, and obstetrics, and other services and other programs. So for obstetrics, one marketing plan. For general surgery, one marketing plan. For cosmetic surgery, one marketing plan. For outpatient services, one marketing plan. For other programs, and each program will have one. So ideally, if I take a look, there should be one marketing plan, 2, 3, 4, and let's say 5. And those 5, every one of them will have understanding of internal and external data, mission, vision, critical success factors, strategy, action, match, set goals, action tactics based on the market research and business plan. Finally, those 5 marketing plans will be integrated to one big marketing plan for a multi-speciality hospital. That's how it works. That's the integration. See, marketing plan, I already said, so 5 marketing plan, 5 operations plan, 5 and the finance. Once you mix all them, I did tell you the last time, 5 different plans integrated. Vision, mission, critical, integrated, integrated, integrated. This is the bigger marketing plan for multi-speciality. When you have mixed of all. So, when you are doing and them integrating day-to-day basis, your activities will change departmental-wise, the expected outcome would change, and it will affect the routine operations. Nurses may be asked to call on physicians, change work schedules, modify in the way you interact with patients. So that's the integration of operations. The dietitian may be called. What time will the dietitian be called? Will he called once in a week, twice in a week? Within the physician offices, how the operations will happen? A marketing plan may require for the physician staff to change the office hours, modify the length of appointments or health education, or there might be a board inside the physician's office talking about how you're integrating other service programs for patient welfare or patient care, how you're extending services for people who don't have mediclaims. So don't worry, we have a third party who can do, and rest you can take it from there. So, you know, integration is very useful. Human resources, providing the proper talent, maintaining fair systems, documents, compensating employees, appropriate culture of the organization. Even they need the marketing one. They need to know what they're doing. They need to know the solutions for different problems. Every human resource system is to create an entrepreneurial environment within the existing bureaucratic structure. Human resource will always have to develop a new compensation system such as bonus plans, commission, although common in traditional industries, but alternatives are rarely used in healthcare. But you might give it as a plan. The third major change in a strategy of operations will make it necessary for human resources to re-evaluate long-standing middle management needs. For example, hospital needs separate departments for electrocardiography, electrocephalography, cardiology, physical theory, which is occupational theory, and respiratory theory. So five divisions, five human resources you have to integrate. Could one manager handle all these services? No. Does the hospital need separate department head for fooding, housekeeping, and administration? Or would an executive innkeeper be more capable? And the most important, human resources will need to consider needs of top management. You have to make them think. You have to integrate. Because ultimately, it's the human resources running the entire show. Whether it is administrative head, medicine head, negotiation, housekeeping, water, booking clerk, admission clerk, whosoever it is. Finance. I don't have to say much about it, but for a financial manager, the marketing plan often represents a degree of risk. He will always come and debate with you, what is the reward, why you have taken a high call, why there is a large investment, how would the return on investment look like. This is a big risk, I cannot give you this much of money, please cut into half. So there you should be ready to let them know. What is the reasonable time? What is the large enough return on investment? How is it going to happen? Why you have taken a 15% increment in the budget cost? What are the thought process? Because at the end of the day, the finance is going to give you approval. So the finance, again, integration. So you let them know, you know, this is what we're doing. You can come in. You can let us know. You can let a patient care program that we're developing, so that this patient care program will take care of the initial financial habits of the patient. Let them know. What? So the what, why, and how. Finally, the approval. When I'm talking about approval, it's most critical place. Because till now, we were talking about proposed plans, which you can support, which you have given. Those are proposed, right? And you are not yet approved those. This should be developed before a formal marketing planning document is drawn up. And these rules should be available to senior staff as parameters for business planning. So what should they approve? How much should they approve? What is the game plan you have? How will you implement the business plan? Okay, if you're saying you have a budget for a year of 1 crore, 1 crore in a marketing plan, are you going to take 1 crore at one time, or are you going to take, you know, every quarter 25 lakhs? And then you will give them the value of 25 lakhs. So, you know, those kind of approvals. Many organizations find that they have more proposed business plans that they can support. So the proposal and the approval plan need to be in hand in hand. You cannot have, okay, just because he rejected my idea last time, I cannot go with three proposals so that he can choose one of them. He might not have that much of time. So I need to be very clear about what is to be approved and what is not to be approved. Example, a physician's developed criteria for evaluating medical case management before the cases are managed. Business plans will be developed on that evaluation criteria only. And what is the cost? Precipitation of guidelines have several advantages. It saves time by eliminating projects, to meet predetermined standards. It avoids the implementation of any unwise pet projects and informs the staff of the task that is required to meet for the organization's mission. Just because the physician knows everything and he can do whatever he wants to do doesn't mean he will come and contribute everywhere. So I can specify that. You know what? Let us do a video. You know, in pharmaceutical companies, they have this design team. It's very different. So don't conclude it in the marketing segment. But how they're marketing an HR product, they have a promotional system. So they're recording people who are successful after using that system and what message do they have to the people who want to apply for it. So it's a different, it's a predetermined standards. So I'm not willing to eliminate the project, rather to do it. Finally, the use of checklist of criteria such as facility, equipment, process familiarity, market stability, market number of potential customers, effect on present products can be used to choose marketing plans. Huge criteria. Can have a quantitative method, developed a business plan. You can have a numerical scoring system of a business plan. You can have the highest score ratings achieved using that plans. You can develop our own criteria and scoring system according to the specific guidelines and needs. But remember, the management and board can determine which plans to approve. It's not in your hands. But you can tell them. So if you're thinking to evaluate a business plan through a numerical scoring system, what benefit will it get? How will the numerical system work and why this numerical system is required? If you're planning to give them as own criteria and a patient scoring system, then how will that patient scoring system can be implemented? What are the forms and channels they can do it and how can you effectively guide it to that level? And that's how you can get the approval. For many healthcare services, however, I mean, decision criteria cannot be provided with quantitative scale. I cannot give you. Even though I've worked with many people in healthcare organizations, it's a mix of organizational motivations, the desire to survive, intrinsic motivation, community service, goodwill, public good, everything. Strict numerical system. So you do not know. It's a mix of everything. What motivates him? How does that person look from a desire for survival? Whether he has a knack for a patient? There are a lot of healthcare professionals I've heard. You'll see the medical representative who grow in the scale of healthcare organizations, they don't leave it. When I ask them that, you know, you if you go outside and even if they leave, they don't leave the healthcare industry. So from a pharmaceutical, they do a hospital. From a hospital, they go to an insurance and or a pharmaceutical. So why they do that? They say, you know what? The amount of doctors that I know here, I'll never be able to know. Relationship. Maybe that is one of the cases that you can think of. A less structured can be, you know, concentrates on a general advantage and disadvantages of one over another. But in this approach, the guidelines are less specific and quantifiable. It's like, it's a feel-good factor. You know, the approach to evaluation is the process which is more point to the reference of decision-making rather than strictly the quantitative evaluation. I like, for example, in certain places, when you present a business plan, the kind of sell you, I know, do not know whether this will work or not, but you know, I liked the plan. So let us go ahead and do it. So that kind of a general positive and a negative attributes of the business plan. So the idea is to evaluate the general positive and negative attributes. What is likable and not likable. A quantitative approval process. And I have done this in a different way from an HR perspective. I will let you know from typical medical perspective, you can have a positive evaluation or a negative evaluation, one item per criteria. Return on investment. So criteria, so the criteria is an example, which is positive or negative evaluation. Return on investment, volume of revenue, competitive location, match with lifestyle, available technical know-how, financial risk, competition ability and overall evaluation. So let's say return on investment has got a positive evaluation. What you have said in the approval, it is given a positive. Volume of revenue generated may not be a positive, but it's on the borderline of positive and negative evaluation. Competitive advantage is a negative. Location may be a negative. matchmith lifestyle is a negative. So what you actually do is you try to see in the evaluation process and ask whether this is a positive evaluation or a negative evaluation. If the positive evaluation is more and the negative evaluation is less, so your overall evaluation is positive. If the negative evaluation is more than positive evaluation, your overall evaluation is negative. And you now will understand that which are the places I need to work. Whether the return on investment I need to work, whether the volume of revenue, the advantage, location, lifestyle, technical know-how, the risk, the competition ability. So on the next plan, when you're creating, you don't have to work in the others which are positive evaluations. You only have to work on the negative evaluations. And working on that negative evaluation will increase the chances of positive in the overall evaluation. Take a look, copy it, try to implement it. You can change it with any numbers you have, the more marketing plan, business plan and everything. It is just a technical sample as an image. You can add more pointers to it, but ultimately the more the positive approval or evaluation, the more chances it gets to approved. And the additional factors in the analysis, is the return on investment adequate? Write down these questions. Does the plan enhance the organization's political power? Are estimated revenues sufficient and profitable? Does the plan require capital? How much? So, for example, you have got the return on investment negative. Or before you want to term it as positive or negative, you want to know whether it is adequate or not. So see, is a certificate of need required? Does the plan have a competitive advantage in the marketplace? See, if all the questions are yes to this, or the answers are yes to these questions, you get a... The moment you have these questions as negative, so does the plan enhance the organization's political power? No. So it's a negative evaluation. So you can check it with competition ability. Are estimated revenue sufficient and profitable? Volume of revenue generated? Negative. So the moment you have a no, it becomes a negative evaluation here. And that leads to your overall evaluation. So these questions, the analysis, the approval, everything, the proposed new product service appeal to the market or not, is it easy for competitor to duplicate or not, is the process one which is not, does it promote product competition, does the plan provide long-term growth, does it provide with adequate market share, all these questions will help you to create that positive and negative analysis. Otherwise, to take a plan, it might get disapproved, you will be down with a negative motivation and you cannot work. But work with these questions, work with that framework, it will help you. Approval comes with an internal consistency. Is the plan consistent enough? Consistency with the environment. Appropriateness in the light of available resources. Reasonable degree of risk. Appropriate time horizon and workability. Remember one thing. The last four slides, and I'll go back again to that from this approval slide. I would request you to have a pause. Make a note of everything that I've said. How will you go about it? This 14 questions plus the review of the logic, whether there is a consistency in the plan or not, whether there is the environment is consistency or not, whether the appropriateness in the light of available resources are there or not, the reasonable degree of risk, everything will relate to that positive and negative evaluations. And if most of your answers to the 6 plus 14 questions are yes, your plan may get approved with a note that you need to check all these things. And I hope I was able to finally give you a conclusion of A and B, the marketing ideas, the thought process and everything. So thank you all. Have a great day.